You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
My guest tonight is the co-founder of Microsoft and one of the world's leading philanthropists through his work at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Please welcome Bill Gates. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Good to see you again, and congratulations on all the work that you've been doing. I've always wanted to know, how do you go from being the richest man in the world and not chasing what everyone thinks they would chase, which is like the yachts, and going, oh no, I'm gonna end malaria. That's what I want with my money.
Well, my wife and I talked a lot about where this money could go back and have the biggest impact, and one of the big areas we picked is health, global health, making sure that a lot less children die and big diseases like HIV get cured.
Right, and the and the foundation has been part of some amazing work around the globe. Just looking at the work that you've done, would you say that the world is in a better place, not just because of what you've done, but the world as a whole? Do you think the world is in a better place than it's been maybe 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. It's stunning how, whether it's literacy or less workplace accidents, children dying under five, violence as a whole, the world's improving. And, you know, our role is to take where that's been done really well and
right,
accelerate it a little bit, get some scientists to come up with breakthroughs more quickly. But that framework that things are basically working you know, even poor countries now have longer life expectancies than the very richest country had just 100 years ago. I'm surprised that, you know, people aren't aware of that as kind of the baseline of where we are.
But how can we say that things are getting better when it seems like things are getting worse? You see it on the news, you're seeing Syria, you're seeing the refugee crisis, you're on Twitter, you're reading all of these stories, Myanmar with the Rohingya. It feels like things are getting worse or they haven't been this bad before.
That's right. People are no more today about the bad things going on in the world. And I'm not making light of those things at all. We
right,
still have 5 million children a year die before the age of five. It used to be 12 million 25 years ago.
Right.
So getting from 12 to 5, pretty spectacular. But now we have to feel terrible about that. So we cut it to 2.5 and even less. Partly it's the nature of news. News, if you improve slowly but surely, you get vaccines out, less kids are dying. What day is it a headline? It just, you know, that idea that 7 million less per year are dying, it's not going to get coverage because it's not, there's no photograph of, you know, the grave with no child or something.
Right.
And also, people are always aging, and so they have this perspective that, okay, when I was young and energetic, things were better. And so there's this bias about, okay, the world was wonderful. Still, I am surprised, and I'm actually trying to get the word out so that people say, okay, because of progress, let's go see where we did it best and do even better.
How do you then keep people inspired and motivated to do good things? Because on the one hand, you say, Trevor, I need your help. We need to fight malaria, and we need to think of ways to get young girls into school around the world. And on the other hand, you go, things are better than ever before. And then I go, well, so do you need my help or not?
No, it's true. If we're comparing over time, you might think, oh, we could be complacent. But the beauty of this is that our tolerance for children dying, our tolerance for violence, mistreating a race or women, our tolerance for that has gone down. So if you look at Life magazine from when I was growing up, they'd have pictures of men spanking women and saying, you know, she bought the wrong coffee, you know, buy this coffee. And
wait, that was on a magazine?
That was in Life magazine, which was a very mainstream, you know, on the family coffee table type magazine. And it was considered okay. Now we'd look at that and say, you know, that belongs in some S&M location, not in a coffee app.
Right.
So our sensitivity, and that is a great thing. The fact that it's taboo, you know, that men don't duel, we don't drown witches. You know, we think of slavery as, you know, a completely awful thing.
Except in Charlottesville, but yeah.
All right. There are setbacks. I mean, let me be clear.
Right,
it's
right,
not
right.
A, you know, just steadily decreasing. So HIV came along,
right.
You know, big setback. Civil wars, like in Syria, you know, terrible setback. You know, I'm working on trying to get polio eradicated. And, you know, now in the Syria civil war, we have cases, and it's very tough to get the vaccines out when you have that kind of violence.
Now, some people would say, Bill Gates, you have billions of dollars. Why don't you just fix it all yourself? Just because, I mean, you want to do it. Just pay the money and fix the things. But it's surprising to find out that it takes a lot more money than even you have to fix these problems.
That's right. I'm super lucky. Warren Buffett has given a lot of his wealth to our foundation.
Right.
You know, I had the success of Microsoft. But even so, what we spend is about an eighth as much in helping poor countries as the U.S. government spends. And so, you know, all the governments of the world are the key for HIV medicine or all this aid. You know, it's less than 1% of the U.S. budget to help, you know, 95% of the world's people
right.
With all of their tough problems. But that's the big money. And so making sure that people know that it's working and so they're willing to say that 1% should be preserved, that's a key fight.
If an American says, Bill, why should Americans pay for the problems of another country? Why should Americans even give that 1% of our budget away? It's American money, it's not an American problem.
Well, you know, my top response would be a humanitarian one, is that we're all in this together. If for a small amount of money you can help get a vaccine, a 10-cent vaccine for measles out to kids, you should want to do that. But even if you take a very U.S.-centric view that you don't want pandemics sweeping across the world and coming here, you don't want instability so that we have to spend 100 times as much sending our army in, you know, which sometimes we have to do that.
Right.
If you can give the aid money and make life there better, not have mass refugees who, you know, fleeing a country is not an attractive thing. If we can lift up those countries, which we have a history of places like India and Brazil are now very self-sufficient, uh-huh. South Korea got aid. Now they've turned around. They're a very generous aid giver. You know, I can defend that 1%.
Right.
If it was 10%, okay, then you're starting to trade off against tough problems here. But at that level, you know, we should feel great about it. And I'm lucky I get to go and see the impact of that U.S. spending.
Let me ask you this before I...
Before I let you go.
I just wanted to find out, how do you get a billionaire to give you all of their money? Like, I mean, you say Warren Buffett gave you his money, and there's many other billionaires who are like, yeah, take my money. Like, just say, hypothetically, let's say I wanted to get a billionaire to give me all of their money. How do I go about, like, how do you start the conversation? Like, how do you...
Well, in fact, they're not giving it to me.
I know what you mean. I mean, but they're giving it.
It's true. You know, when you have that degree of success, you're not really talking about personal deprivation.
Right.
You know, a little bit you have to decide if you're trying to start an aristocratic dynasty, you know, so that all the money you know, stays in your family. And hey, that's okay. You're free to do that. But I think when you're that successful, ideally you'd pick a disease, you'd pick a cause, and I think you'd get a lot of fulfillment. And so I've been amazed. Americans are very generous. We have more big philanthropists than any other country. Other countries like China and India are you know, hopeful that the same tradition develops. And, you know, people are nice. You know, some people don't like to think about their death. I mean, you say, okay, you're going to have to give it away because you can't take it with you. It does force them to think about how much they are giving to their kids and that they won't live forever. So I won't say it's an easy topic to bring up, but I think it's great for people to give it more thought.
Well, I'm glad you've agreed to give it to me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That.
To keep up on this man's amazing work, please visit GatesNotes.com. Bill Gates, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.